Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which has come to try you, as though some strange thing out of the ordinary has come. So some strange thing that would dictate and orchestrate and author the end of your life. Do not think it strange, saith the Spirit of grace. What have I done wrong? What's wrong with me? Where am I at? Where have I lost my vision? These questions and many more. The one that's come to try you as with fire. It's not about you. It's not about your family. It's not about your life that he's after to destroy. But he sees in you the potential of what I've laid in the foundation in you for a long, long, long time, saith the Spirit of grace. You will come through these things. You will manifest my glory. Those of you that hang on, you'll look back and say, these weren't strange times. These were the most blessed times. These were the times of growth. These were the times that we heard would come, and we made it past. To prophesy that on the brink of something new and something fresh and the house being filled once again is not the hope inspired by man. It's not the preface of those things that are congregated and derived by coming together and putting together a conference. I place these things together, saith the Spirit of grace. And the faith and the hope that I'm placing inside of you to look and say, just beyond this moment in time is an explosion in my spirit. These things are true. They are faithful and they will come to pass, saith the Spirit of grace. Take your hope from the witness and take your hope from the word that has been sown in you generation after generation, and you will see these things come to pass, saith the Spirit of grace.